This is the Tanakh Podcast with Alex Israel. Today, Sefer Zechariah, Chapter 3, Perek Gimel. And may our learning be for the zchut of Chayalei Tzva Hagana Israel, for their safety and for their success, and for the swift return of all of the hostages and the healing of all the wounded in this war in Gaza. Zechariah Perek Gimel. We're getting into very familiar territory here in Zechariah. This is the Haftarah for Shabbat Chanukah, the Haftarah for Parashat Baalotcha. And we are reading a fabulous Perek, Perek Gimel and Perek Dalet. One is addressed to Yoshua, the Kohen Gadol, the religious leader. And the second one is addressed to Zerubbabel ben Shealtiel, the political leader. And in this one, we read, Vayareini et Yoshua HaKohen HaGadol Omed Lifnei Malach Hashem, VaHaSatan Omed Al Yimino Lesitno. And he showed me Yoshua the high priest standing before the angel of God, and Satan was standing on his right hand, Lesitno, to accuse him. Now, the question we might ask is, what is Satan? What is the Satan? And, you know, here there's a very big difference between the Christian view and the Jewish view. Because in Christianity, the notion of Satan is the Antichrist. There's a force of good and there's a force of bad. God is the force of good and Satan is the force of bad. And Satan, if you want, is a counterforce to God. It's trying to bring, I don't know, bad stuff in the world. It's trying to create evil in the world. But that is not the Jewish view. As we will see in Pasuk Bet, Hashem actually overrules the Satan. Hashem prevails against the Satan. And I'd prefer to say that the Satan is part of God's entourage, is part of the Famalia Shalmala, is part of the panoply of angels of Hashem. In other words, we can say that Hashem heals somebody, or we could say that Hashem sends an angel to heal somebody. That angel would be called Raphael, right? Raphael means, right, God's healing. So either God can sort of send his healing energies, which we call an angel Raphael, or we can say that God healed him. Likewise, what is Satan? Well, first of all, the verb le Satan, which we're familiar with, for example, from Balak, when God sends an angel, baderech le Satan lo, to obstruct Bilam on his way to curse the Jewish people. The Satan is like an obstruction, and an angel can sometimes serve that role. In the divine courtroom, it would seem like, you have zchuyot and avonot. You have virtues and you have deficiencies. And the Satan would be the sort of prosecuting attorney who would be there digging up all the dirt, saying all the bad stuff. So we've got this scene in Perek Gimel where Yoshua Kohen HaGadol standing before the angel of God and the accuser is accusing. And now, Vayoma Hashem, Pasuk Bet, Ela Satan, God says to the accuser, Yigar Hashem Becha HaSatan. God rebukes you, O Satan. Vayigar Hashem Becha HaBocheh B'Yushalayim. God rebukes you because, says God, I choose Jerusalem. Halo Ze'ud Mutzal Me'esh. The word Ud Mutzal Me'esh, fascinating. It is a brand plucked from the fire. Imagine that you, Chas V'Shalom, somebody has a fire in their house and they go back and they find the leg of the dining room table. They find a few photographs, burnt, half-burnt photographs. That's an Ud Mutzal Me'esh. We might say, you know, Holocaust survivors, an Ud Mutzal Me'esh, the survivors, the last things. What God is saying is to the Satan, Yigar Hashem Becha. Shut up. I don't want to hear from you. I don't want to hear from the accuser. Now we have a people who are Amsride Charev. They are the survivors of the sword. These are the survivors of the Churban. Now is not the time to accuse the Jewish people because these people are Ud Mutzal Me'esh. They are survivors from the great inferno. And instead, now is not the time to accuse. I am now the Bocher B'Yerushalayim. I am now choosing Jerusalem. So what God is saying is no more seeing the negative. I'm only willing to see the positive. And now we see Pasuk Gimel. V'yoshua haya lavush begadim tzo'im. Yeshua was wearing dirty clothes. Va'omed lifnei ha'malach. What are these dirty clothes? He's standing. He's the Kohen Gadol. Why is he wearing dirty clothes? And Vayan Vayomer la omdim lefanav. The angel says, Hasiru habagadim atzoim mi'alav. Take off his soiled clothing. And he says, what does this mean? Re'ei he'evarti me'alecha avonecha. I have taken away, I have removed your guilt, I have removed your sin. V'halbesh otcha machalatzot. And I am giving you clean clothing. V'omar yasimu tznif tahora rosho. Put a clean hat on his head, a turban on his head. V'yasimu atznif tahora rosho. V'yalbishu begadim u'malach Hashem omeid. In other words, Yeshua, as the high priest, represents the Jewish people. And the Jewish people have sinned. And therefore, Yeshua is wearing soiled clothing. And Hashem says, I am removing, or the angel says, I'm removing your dirty clothing. I'm giving you clean clothing. I'm giving you a fresh start. The Jewish people now have an opportunity to begin again, to begin without any guilt. And if we keep reading, we see the end. There is a warning, Ko amar Hashem Tzvaot, im bedrachai teilech. If you walk in my path, v'imet mishmarti tishmor, and you keep my laws, v'gam atah tadin et beiti, and you will guide my house, you will judge my house, then v'gam tishmor et chatzeri, and you should look after my Beit Mikdash, v'natati lecha machalchim bein ha'omdim ha'ela. I will allow you to sort of walk with the angels. In other words, I will allow you to have sort of avenues in the world of, in the upper worlds. This is such a powerful message. You know, at the end of Eicha, we have a sense that the Jewish people were burdened by guilt. They were burdened by sin. At the end of Eicha, we read the line where it says, Avotenu chatu ve'inam. Our ancestors sinned and they are no more. Va'anachnu, but we, avonotehem savalnu. We're carrying their sins. People felt burdened by the sins of the previous generations and weighed down by them and unable to begin again. And what Zachariah is saying, you indeed can begin again. You get a total fresh start. So this is quite a message. I have to say and that I think about this frequently, this notion of these fresh clothes. When I think about Zionism, there's a very famous poem, which is part of almost like the Israeli liturgy for Yom HaZikaron, called Magash HaKesef, the silver platter, that, you know, in order to achieve independence, we had to have a lot of loss, like we're experiencing now, our young people. And Natan Altman wrote a poem already at the end of 1947 about what was going to happen. And he talks about, you know, smoking frontiers, gvulot hashenim, umat ha'amod kruat levach noshemet. The nation will stand, heart torn, but still breathing. Lekabel et hanes ha'echad ein sheni, to receive the miracle of independence. There is no other. And then he imagines, mineged yitzu na'ara v'na'ar. Then a young man, a young woman will come out, and they're going to walk towards the nation. And how are they described? Lo sheikh chol v'chagor, they're dressed in battle gear. V'kivdei na'alayim, with their boots. M'nativya aleheim haloch v'achresh, they walk silently. Lo hechlifu bigdam, they didn't change their clothes. Lo machu od b'mayim, they hadn't washed their clothes. Etikvot yom aperech, the traces of the back-breaking day, maybe in the fields. V'leil kav ha'esh. In other words, they have blood-stained clothing. They have dirty clothing from the fields, from fighting this young boy and this young girl. Ayefim ad beliketz nizirimi margoa. They're so fatigued. They're so tired. They haven't rested, but they still are dripping with the dew. Talalei nu'rim ivriim, the dew of young Hebrew youth. And then they stand there in front of the people, right? And almost, you know, in silence. And the people say to them, who are you? And they say, we are the silver platter on which the state of the Jews is given to us. Anachnu magash hakesef sha'alav lecha nitna medinat hayehudim. In other words, first of all, the young people pay the price for independence. We see that in front of us every day. But it comes, if you want, through war. through sweat, through tears, through blood. And I think about the difference between Zachariah, where we have this sort of like pristine beginning, a whole new start, brand new clothes, take off your dirty clothes, put on your new clothes, and the way that Zionism understood that this wasn't going to be through miracles, it wasn't going to be through some magic of wiping away the dirt, but it was going to have to be, you know, through sweat and tears, through blood, and through sacrifice, that we would have that silver platter. Such an interesting difference. And maybe it shows us what the power of Zechariah's prophecy here, that he was trying to communicate to the people, that really, 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 from God's perspective, they were literally pressing the reset button, and whatever they wanted it to be, indeed it could be. A really powerful message. Tov, we will leave it there. Tomorrow we will meet the menorah as the national emblem of Medina Israel, straight out of Zechariah chapter 4.